Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. My name is Haas. Go by Coach Haas. I appreciate the support and you taking the time to spend a few minutes with me here so we can get you healthier, stronger, performing better, looking better, feeling great, all that good stuff. So this is the training podcast. It's going to show you, as we explained in the intro, how to look better, feel better, and perform better. Let's just dive right in. So the holidays are coming up. Just tons of stress, tons of aggravation, you know, from last-minute shopping to stresses at work to close the year out. Here's how you're going to stay ahead. Here's how you're going to learn how to hit that goal weight, hit that new strength goal, feel better about yourself, improve your confidence, because these are the goals that really matter. I'm going to give you 8 tips on how to do so. I encourage feedback. I encourage questions and you know, email your questions in and you know, comment, share if this helped. So let's get in. We'll do 4 now, we'll do 4 later. So number one, you want to assess your motivations, your motivation. Motivation is one of those things, like I've heard Shackle talk about it. And you know, you hear real Goggins, somebody don't need motivation. Yeah. Motivation. You need the intent to start. As far as motivation, that just comes from your preference. Like, how big is your goal? How much does it matter to you to accomplish? Are you fine with being at this state physically, whatever? If you're fine, then your motivation won't be that high. But if you know you need to make a change and you know that life would be better if you did, you know, say train, you know, pick up your activity levels, eat better, sleep better, decrease stress levels, and your current daily life is being impacted because you are not at that more optimal version of yourself, your motivation should be enough motivation to improve daily, to make life easier, because life's already hard. So make life easier as you get healthier and stronger, more athletic. So motivation is one of those things that it's hard for me to motivate people. I can only motivate you on what's possible for your life by, you know, living my life the best way I can as well, through fitness, through health, right? So you can see that it is possible for you, that you can have a higher, you know, you can have a more quality life, at better, you know, better lifestyle. As long as your health's involved, you know, as long as you take care of your mental and physical. But motivation, like, one day it's going to be there, one day it's not. The best thing is just to get moving. I've noticed, like, in a cut, on a diet, I guess you can say, my motivation is like New York Jets level, you know, trash. Like, just knowing, like, just waking up and feeling unmotivated and just not wanting to do anything because, like, for the most part, if you're going on a cut, you probably wasn't doing anything for a few weeks or a few months, maybe in a few years. So your first day, your first week and a half, maybe the motivation, it's going to vary, right? Like, you might see some changes and you might not. You might fall back in your own habits. So the motivation won't be that high. That's just, you know, that's just what it is. Like, you're fighting from that moment, like that state of not doing anything. So it's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of work, a lot of mental capacity to get it going. That's why people hire coaches and get support groups and all that. But I've noticed as you get longer into the cut, further around into the cut or into the into your process, your motivation picks up because now you're feeling better. You're actually doing what you said you would do. Like, you're keeping your word to yourself. Maybe you're seeing some results. Maybe your clothes are fitting better. Maybe people are giving you compliments like, hey, you know, those biceps are looking great, or wow, you know, your glutes are sitting up tall. Those things are holding them jeans up, right? Hold that dress up, whatever. you know, whatever the case is, that makes you feel good. So you're like, now I'm motivated because people are taking notice. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling strong. But that doesn't happen till like week 4, week 5, week 6, right? So what are we doing for those first 5 weeks when you feel like nothing's happening, right? You just have to focus on your vision and how you view yourself. So always assess your motivation. Like, is this goal really important to me? A through F, right? We want A's, A minuses. It has to really matter to you. And I'll wrap this up with, as a girl dad, boy dad, girl dad, parent, spouse, you know, just trying to live my life the best. Like, my motivation is to be around long term for my children, right? Like, so I know that if I don't work out, what is this going to cost me in about 4, 5, 6 years when I go to the doctor and they're like, you're doing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know? Is it really worth it? Does it cost me to stop? What is this bullshit? Me bullshitting, what would it cost me later down the road, right? And of course, you're not going to feel it at first. You'll feel it down later. It's going to compound over time. Now you can say, oh, maybe I can get out of bed for 10 extra minutes early and do a walk or some jump roping or kettlebell swings or something like that. That costs me, like, that's going to cost me a little bit of effort, but the long-term gain would be incredible. So what is it going to cost you if you don't? Like, this should motivate you to actually move and get up, all right? So going along to number two. So we got the motivation. You always want to motivate yourself. But number two, you want to find a workout plan that works for you and your schedule, your availability, your body's limits. One of the worst things I think people do as busy people is you can do as a busy person is get on a program that's too intense to start off. Like hit 5 days, 4 days a week, for sprinting, crazy stuff. Whatever the case is, I think CrossFit's crazy, my personal opinion, but whatever. You're not going to be consistent with that. You're not going to be able to comply with that workout, with that kind of pace, because you have to build your way up. You have to earn these little wins, earn these little wins so that you feel competent and that you want to actually see your journey through. So the best workout plan is a workout plan you can do consistently, something you can comply with. The best workout plan is the workout plan you can do. Once again, as you get older, some flexibility may decrease, especially your sitting. Maybe you need to work on conditioning, flexibility, mobility. That's something that we focus on when we first bring people on. It's going to avoid your injuries, avoid all that extra pain avoid some extra pain that I think a lot of people skip out on, which they just want to get right to sprinting, right to working hard, two-a-days, 3 days. Nah. If you only have 15 minutes a day, so if a busy person, you have an hour lunch break, right? Maybe you have 30-minute lunch break. I don't know. 15-minute lunch break, whatever. Okay. You want to work out around that time. So for 15 minutes, can you do a 15-minute workout and see results? Absolutely. Can you work out 20 minutes? Absolutely. Because it's not such the duration of a workout. It's more of your consistent, ways of doing it, your the way you comply. I apologize, so I rescind that. The way you comply to your workout. So you can do 20 minute work. You can do like 20 minute workouts in a month, compared to doing 2 1-hour workouts in a month. Who do you think would see results? Right, it's the person who's able to follow consistently. I have a funny story before we move along. Right, you have less time than you think as a busy person. That's just you have to figure out how to be time efficient and how to get it done in a short amount of time efficiently. Of course, that comes through planning. But so during quarantine, I said, you know what, F this. Like you have, you can create the time, right? Like you create the time. I was listening. Yeah, that's what I felt. Two kids. So one kid. So I think that I think the 10-year-old heard me talking smack or something like that. He never gets up at 5 a.m. Like I said, we were in quarantine. Everybody was home. I was working on my backyard. I'm thinking it's going to be easy breezy, right? He never gets up at 5 a.m. So I was like, I was talking to my online group. I was like, you know what? Guys, get up. It's not that hard. Your kids will be asleep. Yada, 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 yada. I'm doing all this mumbo jumbo. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, the kid heard it. I don't know. So I wake up about 4:58, throw some clothes on. I'm going outside, setting my music up. 4:58. Start doing some jump rope, getting ready, right? And I'm like, this is going to be, this is true. I'm right, And then, next thing you know, I hear a little door open. As my, my dog had a little fence that we would do to keep him out the kitchen. So the son opened up the door, the gate, I mean. Then he opens up the back door, and I think I'm seeing things. And I'm like, what the hell? And all of a sudden, I see the door open. I see a little kid come out. Right, rubbing his eyes. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. Now, all of a sudden, this 5 a.m. workout is about to be railroaded because he's hungry. He wants to come work out with me. He wants to be on me. I'm just saying that to say is you have to learn how to be more time efficient, prepare for the chaos, especially if you have children. Things aren't as linear and straightforward as you'd imagine. You have to do the best you can in the amount that you have consistently, the amount of time that you have. When you're creating a workout, and this is before we move on, three things that you really need to focus on, right? This goes for diet as well. You want to make sure that's scientifically proven. So, what workouts are you going to do that will get you to your goals through science, right? Of course, because you can't argue science. Then what workouts do you prefer to do? Kettlebells, dumbbells, boxing, yoga, swimming, whatever. Something you can have enjoyment doing, but that's going to challenge you and push you. Of course, following the scientific principles of change, weight loss, muscle building, whatever. And then your compliance level. So if you're doing a workout if you have a workout, like a workout plan, but you're not doing it, of course you're not going to. see results. You know, that's why that little three-step method is going to help you. Make sure it works scientifically. Make sure you prefer to do it. Make sure you can, you know, you can comply by it. And that little thing is going to, if you enjoy it, you'll do it more. So you want to get that consistency up, that compliance. So just keep that in mind. Then number three, moving along here. You want to, like, for the diets, and the diets are very, for dieting, you want to find a diet plan that works for you, a food plan that works for you, food selection, you can say, right? And I was a head coach at a Fit Body Bootcamp for probably about a year and a half or so. And we ran I'm explaining to you before I get into the tips. We ran into we had a nationwide, challenge, New Year, New Me, I believe it was. And one of the things that people, like, I think the worst thing we did was give out, I think, preferred food or food plans or food, you know, stuff like that. And I think that was a very bad idea, because what happens was people were freaking out because we just dumped on a whole bunch of macro, you know, telling people who never counted macros before, count these macros, lower this, add this, do this, try this. And it was just too much. Like, if you never really counted food before or had practice at it, it's very overwhelming for people. So when people were overwhelmed, they started micromanaging stuff that did not matter. Like food brands, right? Like brand of foods. Like, should I get this avocado or Haas avocados? Well, you said Haas avocados, but Whole Foods doesn't sell that. So am I going to even get the results? You know, people get discouraged because they couldn't eat their protein requirement. It was just discouraging for them. So when you're finding a food plan that works for you, you have to think, like, can you comply with this? All right, so make sure that you can actually do it. Are you going to enjoy this? And is it going to fit my lifestyle? So ask these questions before you even get there. Here are some tips. I don't personally give out designed meal plans. A, I'm not a nutritionist, but B, I think that's overwhelming for people. So when you're finding a food plan, there's some very general principles you can follow. So the first one would be addition by subtraction. Addition by subtraction is very simple. Instead of adding all these healthy foods that you want to eat, what can you subtract? Like, you're eating something healthy. Like, I know that. You're not just eating fast food and soda and fries all day. You got to be eating something, right? But there's also something you can eliminate. Maybe it's excessive drinking, which is a sneaky one. Maybe it's excessive eating out, which is just, you know, that's not good. Anything that you know is going to help you have a much more, or help you improve your nutritional, like the nutritional quality of your life. So big word just means eat better foods. All right. So addition by subtraction. Number one. Number two, replace all the cookies and the extra salty, sugary snacks. Replace those with fruits and veggies. I prefer like raw string beans, cut up peppers with hummus, you know, bananas, strawberries, whatever the case is. Eat those in between your meals if you want, you know, just to hold you over. You know, you can add a protein shake in there if you'd like. But most of all, that snacking, you know, that excessive sugary drinking, all that, you can drink on 8 to 10 pounds easy. And as a former wrestler, as I said before, that happens no problem. So focus on the foods this is a power move, because fruits and veggies, you don't really need to like worry about calories, right? Because they go right into your body as water. So with that being said, when you're hungry, you're trying to eat as much food as possible without going over your limit. You want to feel as full as possible. You don't want to be starving. You want to feel as full as possible. And these little fruits and veggies trick can help you. Number three, you just want to eat healthy, clear foods, like healthy foods, whether it's, you know, the protein. You can never go wrong with like good quality protein, steak, turkey, chicken, bison, some fish is great, you know, protein, whatever the case is, with some solid carbs, sweet potatoes, rice, stuff like that, you know, and some veggies. Eating like this, most of the time, yogurt is a great protein source, eggs, all that good stuff. If you can eat like this about 75 to 80% of the time, you're doing great. If you're not, then, you know, you're going to have some issues. And then last but not least, like I think I just mentioned, you want to make sure you're doing this 6 out of 7 days a week. Eating right, eating healthy. One of the major things when it comes to nutrition, obviously, is like food preferences or whatever. But there's no such thing as a good food. There's no such thing as a bad food. All foods are created, you know, all calories are, you know, all calories are calories. But certain foods give you, have certain nutritional qualities. Like protein is going to build the muscle, right? You know, fat's for like your cells and your hair. You can also use fat as an energy source, you know. Carbohydrates is just for like performances, fueling up your body, long activity durations, if you like, you know, stuff like that. So try to find foods that fit your lifestyle, your preferences, but also, you know, putting the play foods, you know, the beer, the lasagna, the pasta, all that stuff. So that's it. We're going to wrap this one up after number four. You would allow for the reevaluation of your mental well-being throughout this process. So reevaluate yourself every like 2 to 3 weeks in your program. This is why. When I used to wrestle back in the day, right, we would do crazy stuff to lose 10, 15 pounds a day. And people are like, I want to lose 10 to 15. No, you don't. No, you do not. Here's why. You're going to be falling asleep, you know, during your meetings. You're going to be having no energy. You're going to be irritated, upset. And you still may not get the results you want because you're just doing it backwards. Like you're trying to work out more with less food or no food at all. So your workouts are going to suck. The quality of your workouts are going to suck. So you'll be at the gym longer, but you'll be wasting time because you're not putting in the right effort. You have the right energy, number one. You can associate yourself with just a number on the scale. So if you were to weigh in, this would happen all the time when I worked at, you know, when I was a head coach, people would be doing so great working out 3, 4, 5 months in a row, right? But every Monday they would come in, they would step on the scale and they would start basically crying because they're like, I'm up a pound from last week. I'm up 2 pounds. I'm up a pound and a half, you know, and it's just like, why am I working out hard, but gaining, you know, gaining weight? Little, you know, so many reasons for that. We won't dive into that now, but associating yourself with just a number. And for some people, like you could just be bloated one day. You could just be, you know, have digestive issues. You could just be, you know, whatever the case is, holding a little more, you know, like sodium retention after lifting weights, whatever the case is. Doesn't mean that it's just failing. And this stresses people out. People are spending money. People are really fixed on these goals for whatever lifestyle they think this number is going to mean for them. This is why I think performance is one of the better ways to assess yourself, your results, I should say. But people, like, you can slowly deteriorate yourself in a fitness journey because you're so hell-bent on a scale. Your relationship with food can be, you know, deteriorate. Your relationships with other people can deteriorate because you may not have the self-worth you think, because maybe you're at your X amount of weight and you should be this. So if you feel that you're mental health is at risk, I would consider reevaluating. Maybe your program's too strict. Maybe you need to think of new ways to incorporate, make it more of a lifestyle approach and not so much like you don't feel like you're on like food probation, you know, tormenting yourself with long cardio hours because you're up a pound or trying to work off food. Oh, that's crazy stuff. You know, and I'll wrap it up with, listen, I was 6%, not 6%, I was 8% body fat in high school, right? I wrestled 135, good old Freeport, Long Island. You know, but I was walking around 145, 148, you know, and when I got to like weight, like my goal weight, the weight class, I felt terrible. And I'm like, yo, this is, you know, and I was 16. I really didn't have any responsibilities besides competing. But, you know, I get tired in 3 minutes on a mat because I didn't have any energy. Right. And I'm like, this is, can't be life, you know. But when I ate, when I had after the weigh-in, say I was 135 point whatever, got on the weight, I would have, you know, some water, some bagels, some food, and I would go right back to 147. So even though what I'm saying is, even though you may be at your goal weight, you have to ask yourself, even though you may be at your goal weight, there is, your body is telling you that that's not sustainable. All right. If you're gaining 10 pounds after a meal, that means you're starving yourself essentially. And you have to ask yourself, does it really matter if you're at your goal weight, but suffering inside? Because that's essentially what I was doing when I was in high school, you know, muscles, abs, but suffering. And then F it, got right back on the lasagna train. Now I'm not, you know, not suffering, even just lasagna, having a great time. So just ask yourself that. Hope those four tips helped a lot. Sometimes I'm rambling. Sometimes I get excited. I had a few cups of coffee. So let me know if this helped. If it did, give me a comment. A share would be great. Share it with a friend. Comment so we get ranked and hopefully spread the word. Part two is coming soon. Have a great one. We shall talk soon.